over the place today, but our country is all over the place, from rocks to beautiful prairies, to forests, to rivers, to lakes. Oh my, what a wonderful country this is. So I'm signing off for today. Thanks for tuning in, and though I will have a regular sort of interview, review, etc. arts report for you next week. So have a great one. I'm going to leave you with some Montag, and Julie Peters is up with audio text next on CITR 101.9 FM.
From Abram's Plains by Thomas Carey. What though no mines their gold pour through thy stream, nor shining silver from thy waters gleam? Equal to these, the forests yield their spoils, and richly pay the skillful hunter's toils. The beaver's silken fur to grace the head, and on the soldier's front assurance spread, the marten's sables to adorn the fair, and aid the silkworm to set off her hair. Gems of Golconda or Potosi's mines, and these not more assist her eye's designs, the jetty fox to majesty adds grace, and of grave justice dignifies the place. The bulky buffalo, tall elk, the shaggy bear, huge caribou, fleet moose, the swift-foot deer, gaunt wolf, amphibious otter have their use, and to thy worth, O first of floods, conduce. For thee the sylvans of the forest bleed, and to the axe their long-worn honor's seed. The sturdy oak, the lofty mountain pine, their branching limbs and trunks mature resign. Wilt Ceres bounteous from her granaries pours on craving realms her grain in golden showers. Nor is it want of climate or of soil, thy shores not more the Muscovites yet foil. Our infant world asks but time's fostering hand, its faculties must by degrees expand. Nor must thine own resources be passed by, resources that within thy bosom lie. The heavy porpoise and the silly seal their forfeit lives yield to the club or steel. Soon of their skins and fat reduced to oil, the skillful fishers the dead victims spoil. Here too the whale rolls his unwieldy form, laughs at the blustering winds and mocks the storm. Gamesome the billows far behind him throws, and from his nostrils a salt tempest blows, till close beset swift flies the barbed dart, down prone the monster dives to shun the smart. The fishers active yield the smoking line, the boats like lightning cut the liquid brine, oft times borne down beneath the briny wave, both boats and men share one wide watery grave. His onward way his doubles they pursue, till spent his strength he panting floats in view, mid seas of flood wrathful his nostrils smoke, and isle his bare broad back lies to the stroke. Now strong harpooners dart the iron death, the monster forced to yield his forfeit breath. E'en while the waves he slashes into storm, the monstrous mass floats motionless his form. The grampus of less bulk stays his swift course, arrested on his way by iron force. The fierce sea cow, though clothed in stoutest mail, finds gainst man's arts his strength of small avail. The salmon cod thy wave in myriads pours, and on far worlds plenty redundant showers. Next these Aeneides yield for home supply numbers of various name and various dye. The base, rich flavored, high to pamper lust, the pout of cat no less luscious gust. The speckled trout choice, native of the lake, 'tis thine the skillful angler's art to wake these silver white and now be dropped with gold. The dusty eel in circling volumes rolled, the bony shad, the poor man's bounteous friend, ere summer sun's dry roads in plenty send. The weighty sturgeon rank with native oil, high fed from the fat river's slimy soil. The autumn smelt, whose constant bite, though small, ere fixed the ice, relief affords to all. The winter tommy cod with feeble blaze from the bleak archer. Soul shoots oblique rays. Then from the ice caught on the frozen stream, through murky night like meteors, fires gleam. There gathered crowds from the pierced solid flood, with fleshy baits attract the finny brood. From 1789. This is Audio Text on CITR 101.9. I am JC Peters, and in the background you're listening to Steve Dawson from his album We Belong to the Gold Coast. Of course, some Canadian music today and some serious Canadian poetry. It is Canada Day for those of you that haven't noticed yet. So I'm doing, it's kind of funny for me to be doing a Canadian show because my show is always Canadian. It's the theme is Canadian writing. But I thought today maybe we'd go back to our roots a little bit. I've recently been assigned a book review for the new anthology Open Wide, A Wilderness, Canadian Nature Poems, edited by Nancy Holmes, and published by Wilfrid Laurier Press. It's actually the first anthology of Canadian nature poetry ever, I think. That's a pretty amazing thing, considering that we are Canadian and we are kind of obsessed with our wilderness and our world, our natural world. So I thought I'd get away from my usual sort of habit a little bit. I usually like to do contemporary poetry, young poets, new poets on the scene, and of course there will be some of that. I couldn't end the show without some spoken word from Vancouver, right here and now in today's world in 2009. But the poem that I read at the beginning of the class, now audio text is like a class, I'm sorry, is by Thomas Carey, and that was written in 1789, so I'll just be reading a few of the older pieces. It's really interesting to look at where Canadian poetry kind of grew out from. And just before I get to, the parts of the show, I just want to mention that I think that they're awful. I think that these old fogies who are writing about, the beautiful silken furs of the beavers that they're going to kill and skin and then sell as products are, they're pretty intense. They're a bit try-hard. I think a big part of it was that when Canadians first got here, Anglophone Canadians, that is, who came from Britain, they were trying to write from a tradition that wasn't a Canadian tradition. So they're trying to use British cadence and imagery and all that kind of stuff to talk about the Canadian landscape, which was so dramatically different. They didn't have the vocabulary to talk about the Canadian shield or, the kind of animals that are here. So it took them a while to kind of find their stride. And in the meantime, you have poems like the one I wrote, which are quite purple, and they're quite fun to read because they're so majestic. But we'll get back to that a little bit later. So I'm back. I've been away for a whole 5 weeks. I've been doing a yoga teacher training, and it feels really good to be back, to have some new shows for you guys. There were a few pre-recorded shows that you can check out at my website, jcpeters.ca, or from citr.ca. But here we are, fresh on the scene, live shows again. I'll be sure to make lots of mistakes, like call my show a class and do other things like that. But hopefully before we get too deep into that, I'll just let you guys know about some listings, some things that are happening around the world. There isn't that much happening this week. Today is July 1st. It's Canada Day. Happening tomorrow, Thursday, July 2nd, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. at the Alice McKay Room at the Vancouver Public Library, which is 350 Georgia Street. Author Natalie Goldberg is going to be presenting her new book, Old Friend from Far Away, The Practice of Writing Memoir. This Monday as well, as always, the Vancouver Poetry Slam, where I get a lot of my material, is going to be happening at Café du Soleil, which is Commercial Drive and 5th. And I also wanted to mention, this isn't till next week, but on Thursday, July 9th, there's going to be a science fiction reading group. They're meeting at the Grind Gallery, which is 4124 Main Street. And I'm telling you this a bit ahead of time, so you have a chance to read the book and join the group, get in contact with the organizers. The book of choice this week is Saturn's Children by Charles Stross. So if you're interested in science fiction and you want to get together with some other people who want to do that and talk about it, I might. It sounds fascinating, actually. The email address is darthbuddy2000@yahoo.ca, so it's 2000. So I do encourage you to check that out if there are any science fiction nerds out there listening to the show, which I know there are. So now we'll come back to the contemporary poetry a little bit. I'm going to be playing some short pieces by Rob McLennan. He was here doing a reading with Talon Books recently. He is not so much a spoken word poet. He does page poetry, and has a new book out called Gifts. And he's got a really nice, delicate way of speaking, and he's certainly a Canadian poet. So that's coming up right away, Rob McLennan.
This book is 4 sections. I will read from it. That's my introduction. A Valentine for Blank. Was curtain for the rod, a slipper trap line, rain together if we could rain, don't talk to me, were you struck by further, edge of long world, paper soft about being alone, it could be songs for soft fishes, it could be a Sandy Hill enterprise, we never, and then some, but you said it so. What do the knees need, lied for pleasure of already breached, insufferable, a longest open door, would velvet and blockade, would freelance sharp taste, and swan's port wing the sport up. Clandestine exposed or juxtaposed, writing a condition of famous last words, writing the crack in semblance, the slow route of digression and a patient lung, writing stropic, now down, otherwise filled. If this left to do or done, one may legitimately fable. A gesture for Monty. Bluegrass pluck, a sugar reel sleeps weekend limb, a stretch of states and nothing, the world owes, receding tide, you a limping, set in paper, scissors, stone. If selected works regress, imitation bleeds, an echo, eyebrow, off of Henry Moore. A reckless wrecking ball. Is tempered action by a Virgil Burl, each sugary interprets figures, fawn, a lug to share his proxy, migration lodge throughout the coastal, mountain, rage. Indeed her beauty, a solution, in the grass. The port side seat the wing or swim, an envelope to shore. A hazard of excavation is a happy wasp amid the speaking bones. A Valentine for Tina Francis. How our network and lost girls divided on Main Street dancing, the sun come up, the permanence of condensed milk and language arts and even spread. What else do whiskers? What else speed? Writing days and aches and pattern left on bicycle locks and up along limbed leftovers. This is a new truth and sacrifice. We hug our shadows tight to breathe a gung ho, what otherwise regard, high heels and perfect legs. Would otherwise sew by hand, sending lyric denim, cotton, the limited use of price and space, if time is literate as touch, a mirror of its own gone lost, gone some remain, but turned discursive, what else, a stack of pennies, open yard, when my shoes at the floor and gravel drive, white sweatshirt worn in lavender, a blue dress thinking fits. A Valentine for Amanda. So present and so personal, construction burns, misnomer name, a motorcycle helm, the Patty Duke show, the stuff we retain is mostly water, would land a stack in shadow, distracted simply, couldn't cure, furniture isn't everything, a moneyed ramble takes its toll. A light bare basis in the background, fried domestic, new lover in a casserole, missing tricks of speed and sleeve, I haven't said eternal, broken blue lead glass, umbrella, walks in hand and sexsmith, Ron, a happy page of breeding MySpace life. If I can't seduce, she says, I may as well amuse. Or doing so, a fragile bruise of scorched earth, morning glimpses through for corners of the real. A saint for JW. A maple mask, an envelope, a list of old stocks, rate lower than a combined freeze of self-defense, heart and rose, of socks, a thick oak found farewells, would piece me thus and undisclosed. What else is lag but just a theory? Log this, say the name and sainter, bicycle excursions. Absence is deliberate, a telephone farewell, dusty tacks in each meant paradoxical. A journey fed in bucket thin. Approach the steps, a miracle bent in thirds and candor, sacred cup and filter. Writing at a semblance to dissolve a sentence, etched in hand, solution fairy. Past is but a purple page of holes and sainted listing, left wing lean, and decades slide, a flavor having bit so much.
Rob McLennan reading from his new book, Gifts, published by Talon Books. Up next, young poet Natalie Gray.
Will we still need window pane protection from the outside in 2050? Tomorrow. When you ask me how I am, I'll tell you I am fine. Fine as donuts for breakfast. Fine as donuts for a diabetic's breakfast. Fine as an anaphylactically allergic to donuts diabetic's breakfast. I am fine. Fine as a grain of sand. A fine grain of sand. Amongst infinite others, just as fine. Just as finely, divinely, dividedly in flux. Yes, the beaches are infinite as the window panes they will become, but our body glue is finite as that first head with no face that asks how we are. We then were loose as our tongues, unrefined and extensive, and I miss being much too real for my age, much too loud for my boots, too absurd for my words. So, tomorrow, please listen when I tell you I am fine. Fine as the panting dog beneath my ribs, the crawling wasps behind your ears, the gaping ache between our hip bones. The pulse beating through our palms isn't ancient like window panes, not timeless but vulnerable like cardboard shutters, and one day it will stop. But not today and not tomorrow. We will still get to watch the sky fall, or we will still get to watch nothing happen at all. And you and I will watch it from the beaches, fearless, intertwined, just fine.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Next up, Obi Wonder on Quattro and Scruffmouth putting down his poetry. Thank you.
ultraviolet light as they cross my line of sight. I remind myself not to look directly at the sun as sound waves reverberate against eardrums. I hear the hip-hop beat of my heart start to play. I see her strut with a distinctive rhythmic sway as if she is dance floor and I am DJ. I hear the shiklack-clack of her steps play on pavement like breakbeats in Cool Herc's Bronx basement. And her voice will freestyle over my throat beatbox, for my hip-hop heartbeat has left my chest and is now pounding on my neck like a boombox. She touches my hand and presses play. She checks the mic and says, hey. In her first verse, she calls me poet. Her next is, how are you? Her third before she passes the cipher is, where you from? All sung in the same breath as if she had an iron lung. And instead of internalizing my thought, I touch her hand. I hold her close as if I am MC and she is mic stand. I taste her kiss and she tastes like sun sandwiched between two lips. I almost throw my sensory overload. My first five senses are reeling like an old school cassette tape rewound and played electric relaxation all day. Honey, check it out, you got me mesmerized with your black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday, but yo, I gotta stop when you drop my way. I touch her head and open an extrasensory telepathic projection to my mind. Her sixth sense simultaneously receives the connection as she enters my brain like a subliminal suggestion. The thought of her triggers a neural response and then kidnaps the skin like a strobe light. Like the crowd moves towards a fight, blood rushes to my cerebral cortex like sound system speakers bumping beats in a swirling cortex. She speaks to me, adores the unity. You and I till the day we die, she says. And even then we will live on in the life after hours above, listening to underground boom bap beats, sliding skin in the heat. I feel her breath living against me in death, and she warms me, adores the rhyme. Feminine pronoun in my poetry flowing like perfect prose. Gently, I remove her clothes, dropping like a fat ass beat, tapping toes, nodding heads. We read from the same book. Two literary lovers press against each other as pages between covers. I bookmark my spot. Between chapters containing infinite information, mine is text, hers an illustration, and a photograph. I wink at her, or rather I take a mental snapshot. A memory of the murmur in my heart heard beneath the hip-hop. And our poetry is picture perfect, surprisingly pleasant, so easy on my six senses that I wish I had a seventh.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, Canadians are amazing in so many different ways. So let's go back a little bit here to 1884, when Canadians were amazing in really, really different ways. This is again from the anthology Open Wide a Wilderness, Canadian Nature Poems, edited by Nancy Holmes. Isabella Valency Crawford, The Lily Bed. His cedar paddle scented red, he thrust down through the lily bed. Cloaked in a golden pause, he lay locked in the arms of the placid bay. Trembled alone in his bark canoe as shocks of bursting lilies flew through the still crystal of the tide and smote the frail boat's birchen side. Or when beside the sedges thin rose the sharp silver of a fin, or when a wizard swift and cold a dragonfly beat out in gold and jewels all the widening rings of waters singing to his wings, or like a winged and burning soul dropped from the gloom of an oriole on the cool wave as to the balm of the great spirit's open palm, the freed soul flies and silence clung to the still hours as tendrils hung in darkness carven from the trees, sedge buried to their burly knees. Stillness sat in his lodge of leaves, clung golden shadows to its eaves, and on its cone-spiced floor like maize red ripe fell sheaves of knotted rays. The wood a proud and crested brave, bead bright, a maiden stood the wave, and he had spoke his soul of love with a voice of eagle and of dove. Of loud, strong pines his tongue was made, his lips, soft blossoms in the shade, that kissed her silver lips, hers cool as lilies on his inmost pool, till now he stood in triumph's rest, his image painted in her breast. One isle tween blue and blue did melt, a bead of wampum from the belt of Manitou, a purple rise on the far shore heaved to the skies. His cedar paddle, scented red, he drew up from the lily bed. All lily locked, all lily locked, his light bark and the blossoms rocked, their cool lips round the sharp prow sang, their soft clasp to the frail side sprang, with breast and lip they wove a bar, stole from her lodge the evening star, with golden hand she grasped the mane of a red cloud on her azure plain. It by the peaked red sunset flew, cool winds from its bright nostrils blew. They swayed the high dark trees, and low swept the locked frillies, lilies to and fro. With cedar paddle scented red, he pushed out from the lily bed. So Isabella's got a little bit of a different thing going on than Thomas Carey from the beginning of the show. She can feel the secret desire of the Canadian landscape. Ethelwyn Wetherald from Unheard Niagara's 1902. We live among unheard Niagaras, the force that pushes up the meadow grass, that swells to ampler roundness, ripening fruit, that lifts the briar rose were it not mute, would thunder o'er the green earth sunlit tracts more loudly than a myriad cataracts. And this one is called Mosquitoes by D.E. Hatt. And the date of this one is 1919. There's a breed of big mosquitoes living in Queen Charlotte Isles that can buzz a fancy chorus you could hear for many miles. They pack a red-hot needle like the kind the doctors use and play the mischief with you when you want to take a snooze. They buzz outside your window and they buzz as well inside. They bore right through your blankets and perforate your hide. They are champion bloodsuckers and they always seem to choose that time to take their supper when you want to take a snooze. They have a great capacity for drinking human gore. The more they get, the more they want to drink a little more. It takes a real professional to speak a layman's views of these bloodthirsty pirates when they will not let him snooze. The more you try to get to sleep, the wider you're awake, and more mosquitoes tackle you for every slap you make. It certainly is bad enough to drive a man to booze the way the villains bite him when he tries to take a snooze. You may rise and light your candle and go at them with a swat, but as soon as you are back in bed, they start again, red hot. To conquer these infernal pests, just try this little ruse, according to directions, when you want to take a snooze. 4 ply of wire netting should be put around your bed, a canvas bag tied tightly around your head and neck. Put on 2 suits of oilskins, a pair of thick gum shoes, roll up in 4 thick blankets, shut your eyes, and take your snooze. So those were a short selection of some of the quite funny, actually, poems from Open Wide a Wilderness, Canadian Nature Poems. I really recommend the anthology. It's sort of fascinating to see where we've come from back then. So again, you're listening to Audio Text on CITR 101.9. As Tracy said, the great thing about Canada is that it's incredibly varied and kind of all over the place. So I wanted to represent that a little bit with today's show. And I'm going to end off with a song that she wanted to play but didn't get a chance to because it was time for my show. So this is Joel Plaskett. And the name of the song is, I completely forget, Sam and I. Wait, where is it? Let me find it. Sailor's Eyes, that's it. So that's coming up right away. And thanks for listening. And if you want to contact me, email me at audiotextcitr@gmail.com or go to my website, jcpeters.ca. And as always, you can podcast from citr.ca. Up next, some Canadian music.
Before the next sunrise, God. waves will rock you on the bow. What will I do now? Ocean blue horizon line. Can you see your eyes in mine? Waves will rock you to and fro. Why'd you have to go? Who's seen that leaving look? Oh, my love, you got sailor's eyes, sailor's eyes, sailor's eyes. Gone before the next sunrise. Goddamn you, sailor's eyes. You got sailor's eyes, sailor's eyes, sailor's eyes.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, bringing you the best in, well, today, Canadian music. Surprise, surprise. But today's show is with a difference. It is the Canada-rific show here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Happy Canada Day to you all. My name is Spike, and I'm going to be bringing you an extra special show, jam-packed. With special theme music about Canada, about the provinces of Canada, about the people.